533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the last half hour of today, this Tuesday, September 2nd, 2025 edition. The White House put out a video, 11 life lessons that President Donald Trump has produced with the White House media. 2 minutes and 19 seconds long. These are 11 life lessons that Donald Trump, the President of the United States, wanted to share with young people as well as old people, as well as everyone in America. Heading into the golden age of America, with all the things we are doing, I felt it necessary to give people vision and give them hope. These are Donald Trump's 11 life lessons. I'm going to play it for you right now.
Spent building dreams. First, if you think that you're too young to do something great, let me tell you that you are wrong. You're not too young. In America, with drive and ambition, young people can do anything. Second of all, and very importantly, you have to love what you do. I rarely see somebody that's successful that doesn't love what he or she does. Third thing is to think big. You know, you're going to do something, you might as well think big, because it's just as hard to solve a small problem as a big problem, and it's just as much energy and everything else, except the result is going to be a smaller one. So love what you do, but think big. Work hard. Fifth is don't lose your momentum. You just want to keep it going. And you have to know if you are losing it, you have to know when you're losing it. So maybe you stop and maybe it's time to stop. Number six, if you want to change the world, you have to have the courage to be an outsider. In other words, you have to take certain risks and do things a little bit differently. Otherwise, if that weren't the case, everybody would be successful. Number seven is to trust your instincts, common sense. You can go very far in life with common sense. Eight, everybody should believe in the American dream. It's real, it's there, and it's right before you. Ninth, think of yourself as a winner. The power of positive thinking. In recent years, too many of our young people have really been taught to think of themselves as victims. But in America, we reject that idea that anyone who's born a victim. Our heroes are the ones who take charge of their own destiny despite the odds. And next is to be an original. The all-time greats were people who have had the confidence to be a little different. God only created one of you, so don't try to be someone else. And finally, and most importantly, never, ever give up. I've learned that perseverance is everything, so whatever happens, no matter where you are in life, stay optimistic and just keep pushing forward. Never let anyone tell you.
Never, never let anyone tell you you can't. And one of the things that I took away from Jerry Stewart's Labor Day show is American. We're all Americans, but America can. I can. And Donald Trump said it there, never, never, never give up. One of the things as we move forward in this show and we continue to fight, our legal battle that's ongoing, is we're not going to give up. We're going to raise the money to pay the attorney to defend us, but we're going to prevail. We're going to win. And once we get through this time in our lives, this current challenge we're facing, and we come out on the other side, it's only going to prove to me one thing. You and I have First Amendment rights. if we speak the truth as we know it, with witnesses saying, I heard the same thing that you said on the radio, and that this is wrong, that you're being sued, it's okay. Because what we are going to do is come out on the other side even stronger. More absolutely committed to doing what we're doing. Number one, Donald Trump's 11 points life lessons. I absolutely agree with every single one of them. Work hard. Be committed to what you're doing. Love what you do. But never give up. And one of the things I think that people need to decide is, where are we coming from? Where are we going? What is our goals? What is our vision? What is our mission statement? My mission statement has always been, I love my state. I want to make Michigan a better place to live. I would love to help lower the cost of living for every single one of us. If that means fighting excessive taxes, that's what I'm going to do. If it means I'm going to fight over regulations that puts burdens on our small businesses, that's what I'm going to do. If I'm put in a position to make people healthier, to enjoy a better quality of life, that's what I'm going to do. If I'm going to be a voice to vet candidates that are running for political office so that we get the best people to represent us both in Lansing and in Washington, D.C., that's what I'm going to do. If it's a decision on my part to support small businesses that actually contribute to this mission statement, they offer goods, products, and services that help us be healthier, lower the cost of living, make us more productive society, that's what I'm going to do. So the bottom line, as I saw that video that the White House put out this morning, I shared it on my Twitter X account, Trucker Randy. I'm going to try to copy the link to it. If you would like to see the video and see the images that went along with Donald Trump giving those talking points, just simply text me 11-11. 11 life lessons from our president, Donald J. Trump. He overcame many of the lawfare lawsuits being filed against him. Well, he prevailed. We can prevail. If he can defeat these lawsuits, so can we. And the thing of it is that I did this morning when I watched that video, this is coming from the president of the United States. This guy took on the Republican Party back in 2016. What was there, 17, 18 candidates running for president of the United States that year at the beginning of the primary season? One by one, Donald Trump took out the front runner. Jeb Bush. Remember, Jeb Bush was supposed to be the front runner, the chosen one to, you know, be crowned the Republican nomination. Low energy Jeb. Well, once he took out Jeb Bush, then it was others. Marco Rubio. Mike Huckabee was running at that time. He saw the writing on the wall. He dropped out and supported Trump. Today, he is the ambassador to Israel. in Donald Trump's administration. One by one by one, he knocked them off. He won the Republican nomination. I was at the national convention in Cleveland that year when he became our candidate. The last one to go was Ted Cruz, who at the national convention, by the way, folks, refused to endorse and get behind Donald Trump. Do you see him as part of Donald Trump's cabinet today? No, you don't. He's a U.S. Senator for Texas and not part of the Trump campaign, not part of the Trump cabinet. Those who decided to get on the MAGA train are part of it. People that truly want to serve this country and do what's right. Now, there's some reports that are coming out by Tulsi Gabbard, Director of National Intelligence, having to do with our elections. As today, Vicky is here with all the other clerks of the state of Michigan being quote-unquote trained by Jocelyn Benson's Director, Bureau of Elections, Jonathan Brader, and others, as to how they are supposed to run the election next year. Well, guess what? There's reports coming out, I believe, within the next couple of weeks, not too far distant future, they're going to totally change the way these elections are going to be run next year in 2026. Donald Trump's getting the reports. Donald Trump's getting the information. Donald Trump is seeing the problem. And Donald Trump will do something about it. I believe he's about ready to put forward an executive order that could be challenged in court. If not, may see some changes legislatively coming out of Washington, D.C. regarding how elections are to be run in this country. He sees a problem, he provides a solution. It's that simple. And I think it's coming. So I've reached out to Senator Patrick Kobach, former gubernatorial candidate. He's been working hand in hand with Mike Lindell, giving information to President Trump. And I believe it's forthcoming. As soon as these reports drop and the problem has been fully exposed, there's going to be some changes. Donald Trump's going to do it. God willing, I will continue to do it as well. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Smith & Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith & Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith & Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment for today. I just want to leave you with this. And I've talked about it before, but I need to talk about it so that you guys are fully aware of it. If you haven't heard yet, I'm being sued for my First Amendment rights. This show, Your Defending Fathers, is being sued. My wife, Victoria Bishop, personally is being sued, as well as her company, Michigan Broadcasters LLC, who owns this radio station. In our legal opinion from our attorneys, it's a completely frivolous lawsuits against all four of us. But we are having to spend money to defend ourselves. Later this week, Friday, I have to give a deposition. Monday, Victoria Bishop has to miss work and give a deposition over these lawsuits. Now, we believe once we get our day in court, once we put forward our witnesses, once they say what they want to say in defending our rights, we will prevail. The problem is we have to spend money on attorneys to defend ourselves. If you would like to see this show continue, if you'd like to see the radio station continue, text me legal and I'll send you a link with all the information about it. You can look it over and decide if you want to help us out in donating to our legal defense. I hate to do this, but we have to. If we don't raise the money to pay the attorneys, we lose by default. I'm not going to give up. I am not going to allow a wealthy individual to hire an attorney to bring false charges against me and things that I've said on this radio show in order to shut me down just because he doesn't like me and he doesn't like what I've said. Well, we will have our day in court. God willing, our witnesses will show up, the information will be provided, and justice will prevail. But we're not going to quit. Somehow, some way, we'll raise the money, we'll pay the attorneys, we'll fight our fight in court, and we will prevail. Whether or not the judge or jury agrees to grant us, reimburse us our legal expenses, we doubt it. But hopefully we will be able to stay on the air and the radio station will continue to do what it does. Allow me the opportunity to do this show 9 to noon Monday through Friday and then go to the music that so many of you enjoy. We appreciate all of our sponsors who have hung in there with us and the new ones that are forthcoming. The bottom line is this. If you don't stand up and speak the truth and tell people what you believe is honestly the truth. When I say it on this microphone, after being confirmed with numerous sources, then who are we? Who are we as a radio family? If you're not willing to stand up when you hear someone say, we are a democracy, and you say, sorry, we are not a democracy. What you just said is not true. We are a constitutional republic. Stop saying democracy, because that's not what we are. Well, when the truth starts coming out from these reports that Tulsi Gabbard's giving to the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, and he does what he decides to do, whether it's an executive order or to lobby Congress and the U.S. Senate to pass legislation to change the way elections are done in this country going forward starting next year, 2026, then who are we? If we don't stand up and do what we believe is right, what is in the best interest of this country, then what are we doing this for? There's plenty of other things I could be doing with my time than this show. But I believe in the show. I believe in our mission statement. I believe in you. I believe that we can make a difference. We can make Michigan a better place to live. We can be healthier as a people. We can lower the cost of living. We can get rid of all this wasteful spending that's going on in Lansing, much like what the House just passed, now goes back to the state Senate. It goes back to the governor, Gretchen Whitmer. Are they going to do the right thing, or are they going to shut the government down at the end of this month? 28 days from today, September 30th at midnight, we will find out whether the government stays open or whether it gets shut down. And if it gets shut down, frankly, it's going to be the Senate Democrats and this governor that chooses to do it. The House has passed their budget. It's a good budget. Actually, I think they could cut even more, but it's a good start. It's time we have transparency, accountability. And these funds, the MEDC and many others, need to be reined in. And this is exactly what the House budget plan does. We'll see if they pass it. And you know about this stuff because of this show. We talk about it. We hope to educate, inform, engage, motivate you to do something. Number one, be a storyteller. Share the information you hear on this show and tell others. Make them aware of it. And then get them to do something about it. We're going to have call to actions coming forward, but we need to be on the air to do it. Text me legal. I'll send you the information. I greatly appreciate it. Thank you. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a terrific Tuesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you.